Panunhor Yevorpo Yevhopuinserpo. Amen. Today, the Armenian Church remembers the feast of the Assumption of Mary, the Mother of God. And today we remember how Mary was assumed or taken up into heaven by her Son, Christ. A foreshadowing of all of us. A foreshadowing and a promise and an example to all of us that one day we too will be assumed, be taken up to heaven like Mary. The Armenian Church, though, is not the only church that celebrates this feast. All of the ancient churches, all of the apostolic and orthodox churches celebrate the Assumption of Mary. It is not an event that takes place in the Bible. It comes to us through tradition. But it is only the Armenians, though, that bless grapes on this feast. And we will see at the end of Badarach today, we will have a whole bunch of grapes here, and we will bless them and distribute them out to everybody. This tradition of celebrating with grapes comes from ancient times, from the pagan times of the Armenians. When the pagan Armenians used to gather around at the first harvest, and at the first harvest they would give thanks and celebrate this new food that they had, the first fruits that came in. Grapes were usually the first. This is also why in the Armenian church and the Armenian calendar, New Year's for Armenians happens now in August. Navasart is what it's called, New Year in classical Armenian. And so they would come together and they would celebrate this. Now when Armenians became Christian, we decided, of course, to Christianize everything. And so now this is no longer a feast dedicated to the pagan gods and thanking them for these fruits, but we thank God Almighty for all the blessings he has given us, starting with the fruits. And we bless grapes, the first fruits. We give thanks for the plentiful harvests that we have. And also we separate these first fruits, these grapes, to one side so that hopefully one day they may become wine. And that wine will ultimately become and be used for Holy Communion. The question arises, why do we dedicate the first fruits to Christ, to God? Throughout the Bible, from the very beginning of the Bible until the end, we see example after example of the first of everything being given to God. The first child is dedicated to God. And even the first fruits are dedicated to God. This idea of being dedicated to someone else is not unique to the Armenians or just to God. Whenever we have a guest that comes and visits us and we sit around the table, what happens? We always offer the guest the food first. And then we serve ourselves. The same idea, the same concept happens with God. The real reason, though, why we dedicate and we give things to God is because it shows that we trust in God. It shows that we have faith in him. It shows that we trust that God will provide more for us if we give him what he deserves. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we have Cain and Abel. They are two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. And in the gospel, in the Old Testament, it says that Cain and Abel are brothers, and they give a dedication. They give a gift to God, the first gifts to God. Abel, who is a shepherd, offers his firstborn sheep and dedicates that to God. Cain, on the other hand, who is a farmer, has a wonderful, plentiful harvest and dedicates some of that to God. And the Bible goes on to say that God rejects Cain's gift because he gave out of abundance. He gave out of extra. And he accepts Abel's because it was the only thing he had. This shows that Abel trusted God and Cain just thought, I'm going to have extra. I'll give it to him. There's a story of a child and a father walking in the woods. And as they're walking in the woods, The child goes up on a rock and jumps from the rock to the father. And he says, "Dad, catch me." And the father, confused, quickly grabs him and puts him on the ground and gets mad and says to him, "What were you doing? Why would you do that to me? How did you know I was going to catch you and I was ready to catch you?" And the child responds, "You're my dad. You're always going to catch me. You're always going to be ready to catch me." This is the same faith and the same trust we have in God too. That when we jump, we can trust that he will catch us. The question then becomes, how do we offer God our first fruits? What are our first fruits? Not many of us are farmers. So what first fruits do we have to offer him? The most recognizable and the easiest is money. Giving money to God. Dedicating money to God. Stewardship, as we say. When we get our paycheck, what do we do with that paycheck? The first thing we are told to do, if we are good people and investors, we invest. First thing we do, we pay ourselves first. Then we pay all of our bills, all of the things we have to pay off. Then our wants and our need, more our needs, and then our wants. And then if there's anything left over after all of that, then we go and have some fun, or we put it in a savings account. And then if there's anything after that, maybe a couple of quarters or change we give to God. It should be the opposite. The first thing we should do when we get our paycheck, and all of us, I think, are guilty of this, myself included. The first thing we should do is give to God. Write a check out, bring money, dedicate it somehow to God. Give it to him. Then we invest. Then we pay our bills. Then we get what we need. Then. When we do this, why do we not do this? That's the first question. Why do we not do this? Why do we wait for God all the way at the end? Some of us may say, "Oh, God has, what does he need my money for? What does he need it for? He has everything. He's the one that makes the money even. He's the one that has created everything. He gives his life. Why does he need my money?" Okay, a valid point. Some of us may say, "Well, I don't know where my next paycheck is coming from. I don't know where my money is going to come from. What should I do? I need to take care of myself first, my family first, and then God." Okay. And then there are others that say, "God wants me to take care of this, these things first, and then if I have extra gift to him." Again, all of this should be the opposite. We give first to God because by doing that, we show God we trust in him. We say to God, "I don't know where everything is going to come from. I don't know where my next paycheck is coming from. I don't know where my next meal is coming from. I don't know if I'm going to have work tomorrow. I don't know how these bills are going to be paid. I don't know how my health is going to get better. I don't know how I'm going to be able to take care of my family. I don't know. But I do know that you, God, will take care of us. I do know that you will provide an answer for this. I do know that you will provide some kind of help for us, for me. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know from where, but I do know it will come." And by showing that, by, as I said, putting our money where our mouth is, I will dedicate that first fruits to you. And from there, I will trust that you will give me what I need. Have any of us ever been in a situation where God has not provided? I don't think so. There is always a time and a place where God will provide for us. Whether he brings someone into our lives, whether he gives us an opportunity, whether it be something else, he provides for us. We need to trust in him. This is also why the first day of the week is dedicated to God, not the last day of the week. God says, first thing in the week, you should start by remembering me and worshiping me. And then when you do that, I will provide for you for the rest of the week. Not maybe I might do it when I have a chance once a year to come to church. When we trust in God, we are connected with Him, and we create a relationship with God. And when we have that relationship with God, God provides, and it flourishes. But when we break that trust, and we say, I don't need you, God. You don't need my money. You don't need my prayers. You don't need my love or care or anything else or worship. That relationship is cut. We start to shrivel. And rather than being nice, juicy grapes, we become chomiches. We become raisins. And we get dry and we wither and die. So today, as many of the children are starting their new school year, and many parents are excited about that, I know, but also as we celebrate a new year in the Armenian church calendar, right, Navasat is this week, as we celebrate our new year in the Armenian church calendar, I ask and I pray that we also start a new year in our lives. Rather than putting God second, third, fourth, fifth, or all the way at the end of the list, we start and put Him at the front of the list. We put Him first, and we dedicate something to Him. Whether that be our money, whether that be time, whether that be talent, or whether that be just something of prayer. Dedicate something to God in the beginning of our lives, in the beginning of our day, the beginning of our week. And in doing that, I promise you, lives will change. Not just yours, but the people around you, their lives will change too. Because blessings cannot be confined to one person. Blessings overflow. And when they overflow, everybody partakes in that. And so again, I ask that we pray, we dedicate, and we put our full trust in God. And in doing so, blessings upon blessings upon blessings will be upon each of us. Amen.